Lothar de la Rey had to climb 20 feet to where the body of one bushman had wedged in a crack in the cliff face. He saw it was the corpse of an old man, wrinkled and skeletal thin, crushed by the fall, and with the skin and flesh ripped away to expose the bone of his skull. There was very little blood, almost as though the sun and the wind had desiccated the tiny body while it was still alive. About the narrow, childlike waist, there was a brief loin cover of tanned rawhide, and then, remarkably, a lanyard from which dangled a clasp knife. It was an admiralty-type knife with a horn handle, such as British sailors carried, and Lothar had not expected to find a tool like this one on a bushman's corpse in the wastes of the Kalahari. He unlooped the lanyard and dropped the knife into his pocket. There was nothing else of value or interest on the body, and he certainly would not bother to bury it. He left the old man jammed into the rocky crevice and climbed back down to where Swart Hendrik waited for him. "What did you find?" Hendrik demanded. "Just an old man, but he had this." Lothar showed him the knife, and Swart Hendrik nodded without particular interest. "Yeah, they are terrible thieves, like monkeys. That's why they were creeping around our camp." "Where did the other one fall?" "Into the kloof there, amongst that thorn bush. It will be dangerous to climb down. I would leave it." "Stay here then," Lothar told him, and went to the edge of the deep ravine and looked down. The bottom was choked with dense thorn growth, and the climb would indeed be dangerous, but Lothar felt a perverse whim to go against Swart Hendrik's advice. It took him 20 minutes to reach the bottom of the ravine, and as long again to find the corpse of the bushman he had shot. It was like trying to find a dead pheasant in thick scrub without a good gun dog to sniff it out, and in the end it was only the buzz of big metallic blue flies that led him to the hand protruding from a clump of scrub with a pink palm uppermost. He dragged the body out of the thorn scrub by the wrist and realized that it was a female, an ancient hag with impossibly wrinkled skin and dangling breasts like a pair of empty tobacco pouches. He grunted with satisfaction when he saw the bullet hole exactly where he had aimed. It had been an extremely difficult shot at that range and deflection. He transferred his attention immediately from the bullet wound to the extraordinary decoration that the old woman wore around her neck. Lothar had never seen anything like it in southern Africa, although in his father's collection there had been a Maasai necklace from East Africa, which was vaguely similar. However, the Maasai jewellery had been made with trade beads, while for this collar the old woman had collected coloured pebbles and had graded and arranged them with remarkable aesthetic appreciation. Then she had most cunningly fastened them into a breastplate that was at once strong and decorative. Lothar realized that it would have considerable value for its rarity, and he rolled the old woman onto her face to unknot the string that held it at the back of her neck. Blood from the massive exit wound had soaked the string, run down it and clotted on some of the coloured stones, but he wiped it off carefully. Many of the stones were in their original crystalline form, and others were water-worn and polished. The old woman had probably picked them out of the gravel banks in the dry river beds. He turned them to catch the light and smiled with pleasure at the lovely sparkle of reflected sunlight. He wrapped the necklace in his bandana and placed it carefully in his breast pocket. One last glance at the dead bushwoman convinced him that there was nothing else of interest about her, and Lothar left her lying on her face and turned to the difficult climb up the ravine wall to where Swart Hendrik waited for him.